Friends, my name is Kevin Key.
In order for a train to get to its destination, it must stay on track. We want to encourage not only the children that we have an opportunity to touch this week, but we want to encourage each and every one of us to be on track, and not only to be on track, to stay on the track that will lead us to our reward in heaven. You know, whenever we think in regard to staying on track, in this we understand is that God has a way for us. But yet at the same time, it seems to be that within mankind, we want to walk according to our own way. You know, the Bible clearly identifies in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12, there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is a way of death. Good people, we also understand that whenever we look at that way that we may choose, He says, you perish in the way. The way that we might choose, it will lead to a way of destruction, and more specifically, the way in which God wants us to understand is that we will perish. We will not be right with Him. In all of this, God expects us to understand our false ways and then to hate every false way. Psalms 119 and verse 104. Well, in all of this, then, God expects us to be wise like Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23, Jeremiah said, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man to direct his steps. We need to wake up and to realize that in order for us to be on track, and in order for us to stay on track, it relies upon someone more greater than us. And good people, that one is most certainly our God. We understand in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1, he says, the Lord has a way. Now that's significant. He doesn't say that the Lord had multiple ways back in the days of Israel, nor in our present age, but rather that the Lord had a way, and Israel needed to understand the way of God. And in like figure, you and I need to understand the way of God. The psalmist teaches in Psalms 27 and verse 11, as Ricky read for us a few moments ago, teach me your way, O Lord. We need to be taught the way of the Lord. In order to be taught the way of the Lord, good people, it means that we need to understand God's holy, inspired, divine message unto us. By reading and understanding His message, not only do we understand the Lord, but we also come to understand His will and His way. You see, those two go hand in hand. The will of the Lord defines, it lays out, it spells for us exactly the path that God has for mankind to take. Well, somebody says, well, Kevin, but God's way go against my way. Good people, Jeremiah also explained that in the days of old, is that the ways of man are not the ways of God. In this, it's not justification for us to go according to our own way, in a way that will please us. In fact, the Bible very clearly tells us in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 14 that the ways of God sometimes are difficult. It means that we've got to change our mind. And in changing our mind, then that we vow to change our direction. And good people, when we then do that, then we fully submit to the will and the way of God, and then it will change our eternal destination. The Lord most certainly has a way. In fact, where do we find that way? Jesus said in the book of John chapter 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except through me. Stay on track. That's what we pray and hope that each one will seek to do during the course of our life here, to stay on track. But in order to stay on track, you've got to be on track first. And tonight, we want to extend the Lord's invitation to those who are outside of the body of Christ. If you are not on track, if you have not confessed Jesus Christ to be the Son of the living God and submitted yourself to be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of sin, you're off track. But God does not want you to be in that situation. That's why He allowed Jesus to come to this world. That's why He sent Jesus to this world, John chapter 3 and verse 16. And that's why Jesus Christ Himself died at Calvary's cross, because He wants so much to be the way that mankind will choose.